If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Make it make sense.
With Ayanda Nyati.
Yeah, today we're talking about something that we always talk about, you know, as parents, as uncles, as aunts. It's just people in jail who love. We always complain and talk about this. Using children at intersections to ask for money. Is this legal? And then the question sometimes is, okay, is this person, because there's always stories that do the rounds that, no, this person went to borrow these kids from someone
Then
they decide to go to an intersection so that they can beg for money. So obviously when someone is with a child, you feel sorry for them, you give them money. Maybe some people don't even know where to take their kids. And they're so desperate that they even decide to take, the kids must tag along, you know, to come and sit at this particular intersection for hours and hours.
In the sun, in the cold.
Yeah, and my thing is, like, with so many reckless drivers in the country, can we imagine if someone was to come and run over these people who are sitting by the traffic? And the thing is, these days, there's no fear. You know, in the past, people who were begging, once the traffic light turns green, they will walk
they
away, stand
away.
On the... Now they just stand.
They wait for the next batch of cars.
They just stand.
No.
Sure.
So this is what we're trying to address today with a very scarce...
But that's the story for everything.
Good afternoon, guys. Great to see you again.
Wow.
Welcome
back.
Thank you very much. That's more like it. Yeah, and today, Glenn, we're speaking about sadly what is all too common in our country, especially in Johannesburg, using children at intersections to ask for money. And the question we're trying to grapple with today is whether or not a crime is actually being committed here. So let's welcome our guest, social work manager for child exploitation. That's Gian Dwariga, who joins us now via our telephone line. Gian, good afternoon. Welcome to Drive 959.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me on.
It's lovely to have you. Is what we're seeing on many of the country's intersections legal, especially when children are there?
Definitely not. It's not legal. Remember, when a parent has a child, there has to be the responsibility of the parent to ensure care and protection of that child. So as you indicated in your opening statement about the child being exposed to extreme weather conditions, the issue of the risk factors of being in an accident at those intersections, so that parent is actually not taking care of the child, because it puts the parent is exposing the child to all these risk elements.
So because this is something that's very rife in the city of Joburg, and I'll talk about the city of Joburg specifically for now, if it's something that is so rife and organizations as yourself, social development, all these people, I mean, Glenn always likes saying that all our officials are driving through the same roads, they're exposed to everything that we are exposed to. What steps have they taken to take these kids out of the street, number one, and give some form of intervention so that these kids are not exposed to this danger?
Okay. Remember, when a child is with a parent at the corner of the street, the parent, as I indicated, has a responsibility to ensure the care and protection. But the city bylaws actually indicate that no person, including children, shall be begging on the streets at street corners. So technically, it's actually the responsibility of a municipality, because municipality bylaws indicate that no child or adult should be begging at the street. So in terms of protection of these children, it would be the responsibility of the Metro Police within that municipality to have that child removed and then handed over to a designated social worker. Now, a designated social worker is a social worker that works in a designated child protection organization who has the means and power to ensure the care and protection of the child. If it's necessary, the child then taken to court processes after an assessment that this child is at risk. The assessment will determine is this child is it low risk, medium risk, high risk. So if the child is at risk at any level, then the social worker will make a determination, should the child remain with the mother, should the child actually be removed into alternative care. If that is the situation, an investigation needs to be undertaken in terms of the mother's financial and home circumstances. So this is the reason for begging. Why is the child, the mother or whomever related to the child is using the child for begging?
Right.
Now,
Okay. Apologies. Just in the interest of time, Gyan, if you can come in there, it seems a lot of this hinges on the municipality doing its job. What happens if they don't?
Well, again, it falls within the ambit of the social worker within that area to ensure the safety of that child. But there were incidents where social workers removed these children from their mothers and they became very violent. And then they would back off. So as I said, that would be the responsibility. So awareness raising in terms of care and protection of children. Also, I want to bring in the element of using these children in child labor. Because if the parent is exploiting the child and generating an income for themselves, then that is considered child labor. So a social worker then has the responsibility to remove those children off the street. But as I said, it must be a coordinated effort with the Metro Police, social worker, and a team that will then assist in the removal of the child.
Safe to say then, by the time we see a child at an intersection, not under any circumstance, there have been failed by government at multiple levels. Because if what you've just said is anything to go by, multiple people should have intervened by then.
Yes, multiple people. But remember, as I indicated, DSD is the guardian of all children in South Africa. We also have responsibilities, but we also have responsibilities to a certain level. We cannot go and remove the child off the street. As I said, it's a coordinated effort with SAPS sometimes, with the municipality, Metro Police, with social workers within that particular area that need to work together to have those children removed. So it's a coordinated effort.
Have you ever removed any kids? Do you know of cases that were successful? And I think nobody wants the kids separated from their moms, because we do understand the poverty that is within the city. We do understand that sometimes it's really, really extreme conditions. So nobody is trying to say remove the kids from the moms. But has there been successful cases where there's been interventions by DSV? And there's been proper intervention where the kids are now no longer begging. The mothers have now, you know, found some form of shelter, and it's better for the kid and for the family at large.
Yes, there are incidents. Women also work with NGOs. NGOs have also played a critical role in the removal of these children off the street. However, as I said, we need to establish what is the reason for them begging. Is it an issue of economics? Then if the mother is registered in the country, we would refer for the social assistance so that there's some form of income for the mother or for the family. Also, sometimes these children's births are not registered, so they are not following due processes in terms of allowing the child to attend a school or an ECD facility. So with the assessment, looking at the various levels, we would establish whether this is what the person needs, this is what the child needs, and as I said, then place the child in secure, in a safe environment to ensure the safety of that child. But there were incidents, but then there were also incidents, as I indicated, there was a level of violence against the social workers. So social workers are also a bit reluctant to then go and approach parents directly in order to remove. Then we have the element of undocumented migrants who then use children and also sit at the intersections begging with their children. So that also creates a problem because they are not registered. You cannot take them through a court process. Those are issues that we have to do in terms of legal aspects that need to be attended to.
Gosh, this is made for difficult listening, because whilst these seem like isolated cases, we then wonder when there's refusals or there's violence, there's simply nothing we can do to help these children. Gyan Dwarika, thanks for your time. Gyan is a social worker manager in charge of child exploitation.
So for me, there is no will, you know, to help to solve this problem, because if these people are taking social workers, then we've got the police.
I mean,
we've got the JMPD,
guys, come on,
who are very good at using guerrilla tactics when they want to give us tickets for not paying our fines. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who are very good at making us blow to check if we've been drinking alcohol or not. But they go past these intersections every day, 20 times a day, one intersections where they see these kids with these adults. You know, I can understand sometimes if these parents come with these kids maybe on a weekend, then you think, okay, it's a weekend, the kids are not going to school. Then ask yourself, if these kids are right here on this intersection, an 8-year-old during the week, when do they go to school?
You know?
And also, there are people who are evil, who might be saying evil things either to them or to their parents. You know, how do you expect these kids to grow up to be
okay,
normal? Yeah, to be normal.
We are on our
own. There are people who are swearing at them.
We are on our own.
I know, Shem.
We are on our own.
No one cares.
No one cares.
Basically, no one cares. But guess what? During the 2010 World Cup, these streets were clean.
Yeah.
There were no beggars.
I would really love to hear from social workers. I would really like to hear from JMPD, Eguruleni, because there's no way you're going to drive around the Gauteng and go for over 20 robots.
And if really, but how about the mothers that become violent when they want to take their kids? How about in the Joburg CBD and they completely annihilate that place?
Exactly.
Because you know them, the hawkers, and they overturn them and they take them and they confiscate the food.
How difficult
that time
it?
They've got all the power when they're supposed to approach a mom and a kid, they are shaking in their boots. I guess,
leave a comment, WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
On your Make It Make Sense topic today, are you guys actually aware that 99, if not 90% of those people begging on those robots with kids, even the blind ones, the disabled ones, are not South African people? They are foreign nationals in our country, in our shores, begging at the robots with those 3, 4, 5 kids.
Guys, doesn't this constitute as child labor? Yes, and also, while we add it, can we add banaba baparang like ngaradi drum majorettes who walk around, especially when schools are closed, they go to taxi rank, batlala everywhere, batzama bakopa di donation, but we know how they get off from a certain bike. Normally they get off a certain bike. You go to Pretoria, you go to Johannesburg, they're all over. Doesn't that constitute as child labor?
There was an expose done by Carte Blanche a few years back, where there's a syndicate of these guys that get the ladies or the women from outside the country, and then when Alibana that are used, and then Baba drop off in the morning, and then later in the evening they collect them, and then they put them in various intersections, and then month by month by change from one intersection to the other. It was on Carte Blanche. I can't remember the year, but it was like 2 or 3 years back.
So even if these people are foreign nationals, right? And I don't know the stats, so I'm not going to say 90%.
Yeah.
Even if that is the case, even if it was 100%, then Home Affairs, everybody that deals with deportation, there's a big conversation right now about border control management,
100%.
Right? There's huge conversation about legal immigrants versus illegal immigrants. There's such a huge big conversation around it. Why? Why at all these different intersections and deport or find these people shelter? This is not a difficult ask.
So I must come and Dwarik. We could hear how blame is being, like, they're shifting blame.
Yeah.
This one is supposed to be responsible for this. No. But I'm talking about social development. Social development will say, no, it's about a traffic cop. I'm a traffic cop, that's my man.
No,
Home Affairs. So everyone's going to shift blame and no one's going to take responsibility.
And she also indicated, you remember when she spoke about foreign nationals, she says now it also makes it difficult because they don't have documents.
They can't.
Then they should not be there.
Easy.
Remember we had this Nagwari Wagamapar.
Yes.
The JMPD spokesperson there said that some of these guys don't have home addresses, we can't go. Guys.
I would think in most South Africa we always wait for something bad to happen.
Yeah.
And then if le paralegabula a driver, then they'll take action.
They'll have an address.
Yeah.
You say
yeah.
it nice. You say yeah. if and by Ashna, but some of these people don't have papers.
Benzanigela.
Exactly.
What are they doing about it?
Because you need to interview these people.
So it's easy to
ask questions.
Yes. So it's very easy.
It's very
to
easy.
Arrest them.
Bible.
It's very easy.
Okay,
it's very easy.
Yes. You.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp
063-688-0959. Kodwa, as you said, ukuhlabana abadlula every day kula intersection. What are they doing? Yes, metro unomsebenzi omningi metro bafithi. Imagine nje metro uthatha labantu. Ayazi nokwazi ukuthi uyayisa kuphi into oqala. Nakhona lapho to remove a child from the mother is something else. Because uyamthatha ukumisa ku place of safety. Kulo place of safety afike abuse ukwenza lani ngomuntu.
Are we saying we must not do anything? Because
but also, if there's already somebody spoke about an expose quite blanche saying that these are hired kids,
and it's abuse hired, already.
So, already you know that you are actually not separating mother and a child, you are separating the kid. And you don't know if these kids are trafficked here. You don't know what the issue is. So if we don't do anything about it, what are we saying?
Exactly.
I think you are correct in saying there is no will. But I can assure you it's a very complicated process. If you understand the Child Act in South Africa and you understand the conditions that need to be met for a social worker to actually take a child away from a parent, you will then realize how complicated this thing is. The system itself is a problem. The various legislations don't link to one another. So it's very, very complicated.
Maravile, why are officials quick to arrest like protesters or students? But then when it comes to taking off the mother and child like from off the streets, they take time to act on that. I remember even through COVID, like officials would react on some situations, but then where you see Utilana, Sabadina, Norman, they're very slow to react. So, well, I guess that's a problem we have as a country.
And we're not saying kids should be separated from their parents.
Absolutely
and like
not.
We're saying, some of these kids, these are not even their parents. There's that possibility.
Mm.
And there's nothing complicated about this, hey guy. In 2010, there were no beggars.
Yeah.
Please, if we can address that one, how did they manage it? Is FIFA bigger than our government?
Sure.
There are kids lapha the Omonde, Gaza Gold Reef, corner of Northern Parkway ne Xavier. Guys, labantwana lapha I think bakhulele lapha ya. Boma 2020 skatse COVID bebe lapha ya. Namanje base lapha ya. There's about 4 or 5 kids no mama wabo da. Angazi noma umama wabo noba yini mara something is wrong lapha ya le family. I stopped giving them because seems like I suck and it's been going on for years. Bakhulele lapha ya. I think they were still on nappies ngoke bebe da. Manje I am telling you, one of them is a school in Lapaya of a uniform. My boy is school in Ubuya. I also been the robot.
Make it make sense
with Ayanda Nyati. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.